Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today is our people unit, and today we're going to talk about somebody you may or may not have heard of. If you live in Kaohsiung, maybe you were lucky enough to attend this person's English classes when he was teaching English down there. But now he's a photographer, and we're talking about Cade Ashton, who is bringing art to the people.
Yeah, so he's an artist, and we're going to be talking about his photos. He's a photographer. I admire people who can really take good photos because I can't. I'm terrible. So this is a guy who's had some of his photos put up in Hong Kong, and they're kind of interesting, to say the least. We're going to talk about what these photos represent, what they mean to him, and what he hopes to communicate to those who look at his photos.
Okay, so let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson right now. While exploring Hong Kong, you pause to stare at a large photograph of a starving child pasted on a wall. The juxtaposition of the haunting image next to the opulence of the wealthy city is not lost on you,And this is exactly what the photographer Cade Ashton wants. Ashton uses his photos to bring important issues, such as poverty, to the public's attention, preferring to display them on city streets where they're visible to everyone. Ashton has been taking photos since the mid-90s. In the mid-2000s, during a brief stint as an English teacher in Kaohsiung, he began using his camera to connect with people from different cultural backgrounds.As he became more comfortable exploring Taiwan's back streets, Ashton's desire to broaden his knowledge of the world grew. Since then, his travels have taken him to more than 40 countries, where he's documented the people and moments that make each place unique. While pasting photos around Manila, the capital of the Philippines, Ashton began interacting with local community members, many of whom insisted on helping him.Inspired by their generosity, Ashton founded the Homeschool Project, HSP, a series of art workshops for street children that engage the entire community. After a simple art lesson, Ashton provides a meal for both the children and their parents, ensuring that everyone leaves well-fed and happy. Though Ashton has taken HSP to several countries, the program in the Philippines received governmental support,meaning it could be expanded to include extracurricular activities, such as breakdancing and school subjects like science, reading, and math. Now living in Canada, Ashton is currently compiling a book of photos from his time in the Philippines. In his words, "The book is a humble dedication to the people of Manila who allowed me to document their lives."
Okay, guys, let's get started. Let's take a look at the first paragraph. As we always do, we kind of set the scene here in the first paragraph. While you're exploring Hong Kong, you pause or you stop for a brief moment to stare at a large photograph of a starving child pasted on a wall. If someone's starving, they're suffering from hunger. And sometimes it goes so far as they suffer so much that they actually die. You can starve to death. That's the phrase you'll see sometimes. Or someone can be starved to death if they're not being fed, especially kids. Kids need adults to give them food so that they can get enough nutrition. Well, this is a photograph, and it's really big, and it's been put on a wall. If you paste something, you usually use some sort of glue, maybe tape. There are other ways to paste something, but this is posted or pasted on a wall so people can see it.
Exactly. It's on a wall there in Hong Kong. And here we have a juxtaposition. So the juxtaposition of the haunting image next to the opulence of the wealthy city is not lost on you. So first of all, let's talk about juxtaposition. That's usually used in art. It's when you take two things or more that are kind of opposites or different from each other, and you put them together in contrast or to make a point or to make a better composition. There are various reasons why you want to do this. The verb would be to juxtapose. For example, I juxtaposed black and white pictures with color ones on the wall. So they were kind of contrasted with each other there. So we've got this juxtaposition, or this contrast, you could also say, of the haunting image of a starving child next to the opulence of the wealthy city. Opulence just means wealth, richness of a city. So haunting means it's kind of scary. It makes you think, wow, what's going on there? That doesn't look very nice there. It's a starving child. So yes, you've got this contrast or this juxtaposition between rich and poor.
That's right. So it says, this haunting image is next to the opulence of the wealthy city, and this is not lost on you. The meaning of it's not lost on you. If something's lost on someone, it means they don't get it, they don't understand, maybe they're ignoring it. If someone's trying to communicate a message to you, you could say, yeah, I get the meaning. It's not lost on me. So if something's lost on you or lost on someone, they're not getting the message, they're not understanding. So this picture being pasted on a wall in such a wealthy city, Hong Kong has a lot of wealth. It's a message that people do understand as they're passing by. And that's what the photographer, whose name is Kate Ashton, really wants. That's his purpose. Ashton uses his photos to bring important issues like poverty. Poverty is the state of being extremely poor. He wants to bring important issues to the public's attention so they don't ignore it. And he prefers to display his photos on city streets, where they're visible to everyone. So instead of maybe publishing his photos in a nice book that you have to buy, or maybe displaying them in an art gallery, he puts them right there on city streets where anyone walking by can see them.
Yes, just like graffiti artists who put their paintings or their writings up on walls for people to see. Yes, not everybody goes to the museum. Not everybody can afford a coffee table book. So he puts his pictures out there in the public for them to see. I hope he gets permission for this. But in any case, Ashton has been taking photos for a long time, since the mid-90s, which was, almost 20 years ago now. And in the mid-2000s, over 10 years ago, during a brief stint as an English teacher in Kaohsiung, he began using his camera to connect with people from different cultural backgrounds. So, yes, as I said earlier, he was an English teacher in Kaohsiung, although briefly. It says here, during a brief stint. A stint is a period of time in which you do something. A brief stint as a mailman, for example. When I was in college, I had a brief stint as a mail carrier, only for about 6 months, so it wasn't very long.
Well, he actually lived in Kaohsiung for a while, and that's when he first picked up a camera and started taking photos of people from different cultural backgrounds. He sounds like he's either Canadian. I'm assuming he's Canadian because at the end of our article, he's living in Canada. He might be American. Who knows?
Well, the writer's Canadian, too, so I assume that she's writing about fellow countrymen.
Maybe. He wanted to really dive into some of the cultural differences between his background and people here living in Taiwan. We definitely see different cultures here, which is kind of exciting. So that's when he first picked up his camera and started trying to connect with people, build a relationship. Connecting with people just means to understand them, to become friends perhaps. And he got to know people from different cultural backgrounds while he was taking his photos.
That's right. So as he became more comfortable exploring Taiwan's back streets, Ashton's desire to broaden his knowledge of the world grew. So he was down there in Kaohsiung and perhaps in other towns and cities in Taiwan exploring the back streets, which would not be referring to the main roads, the back streets or maybe the back alleys away from the main streets, finding little family gatherings back there, maybe some small restaurants or coffee shops or shops, who knows. And he'd talk to people there. Hey, how you doing? Can I take your picture? No problem. Is this your family? Blah, blah, blah. So, of course, he thought, hey, Taiwan's lovely. I love Kaohsiung and everything. But, hey, I want to learn more about the world. So I want to broaden my knowledge. To broaden means to make things wider. So he wanted to go out into the world and explore more countries besides Taiwan. It says here, Since then, his travels have taken him to more than 40 countries where he's documented the people and moments that make each place unique. So in this sentence, we have the word document, which is a very common word that you might use if you work for a company. Yes, I need to edit this document. In that case, it's a noun. It's a written document. It's something that is written on paper that, conveys some information. But here, document is being used as a verb. That just means to make films of something or write about something in order to show someone else, in order to tell someone else about it.
Yeah, and Tom's right. You can actually use this word to record history with a camera, where you're recording something, maybe just audio recording. You can still document things that way as well. He's a world traveler, that's for sure. 40 countries is a lot of countries to go to. So he beats me by a couple, that's for sure. So that's what he started doing. He started traveling around the world, using his camera to connect with people and document some of the different cultures that he found and what makes each country unique, which is kind of a fun thing to do. Now, we're moving on to the next paragraph. Oh, just saw the time. Why don't we go ahead and take our break here, Tom?
Okay.
We've got a couple more paragraphs to go. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 一刚开始提到呢，在香港繁忙的都市，墙上挂着一个呢奄奄一息饿着的孩童照片。我们来看一下第一个空格的句子，前面提到 the juxtaposition of the haunting image next to the opulence of the wealthy city is not lost on you.And this is exactly blank one the photographer Kate Ashton wants. 首先提到的 juxtaposition 指的是并列、并置，把这个呢照片跟富有城市的奢华摆在一起呢。这里提到 is not lost on you. 首先如果提到 be lost on somebody, 表示是对某人没有影响的，那这里又加了一个 not,表示这样子的排列顺序呢，肯定不会对你没有影响，也就是呢，会对你产生这个后面摄影师 Kate Ashton 他所想要的影响。不过我们来看看后面的句子提到 This is exactly, 后面呢还加上了一个子句。我们可以选用 C 选项的 what 就等于 the thing which 或者是 all that 来连接后面的完整句子，所以搭配句法结构，第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C what。 第二个空格提到 Ashton uses his photos to bring important blank to such as poverty to the public's attention。其实这位摄影师呢，就利用他的照片想要呢怎么样大众的注意力，而这个东西像是贫困这件事情。第二题 A 选项 purchases 购买物， B scholars 学者， C collections 收藏品， D issues 议题，他希望能够带一些重大的议题来吸引大众的注意力，所以搭配文意第二题我们就选择 D issues。第二段提到呢，这位摄影师本来有在台湾的高雄担任过英文老师。第三个空格提到 As he became more comfortable exploring Taiwan's back streets, Ashton's desire to blank three, his knowledge of the world grew. 所以随着呢，他更自在来探索台湾的偏僻街道的时候呢，他的这种欲望，想要怎么样的欲望也就增长了。第三题 A broaden 拓展， B possess 持有拥有， C exclude 把什么排除在外， D intimidate 威胁，他对这个世界想要探索拓展对世界认知的欲望也就随之成长了。所以搭配文意第三题就选择 A broaden。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about Cade Ashton bringing art to the people. To summarize our lesson so far, he had a brief stint as an English teacher in Kaohsiung. He started to take pictures of people from different cultural backgrounds, and then he wanted to broaden his knowledge of the world, so he traveled to 40 countries, and he's documented the people and moments that make each place special or unique. You might even find some of his photographs online somewhere. If you're lucky, maybe you can see some of his photographs on walls down in Kaohsiung.
Yeah, I see the real thing, right. Okay. You definitely can look him up on the internet because he's got his own website. It's called CadeAshton.com, I think.
Okay.
Kind of cool. You can also see a picture of the fellow. Looks like a nice guy. Anyway, he's doing some good things. Let's move on to this next paragraph. While pasting photos around Manila, the capital of the Philippines, Ashton began interacting with local community members, many of whom insisted on helping him. That sounds great. Now, if you talk about the capital of a country, that's where the government is usually located. Taipei is the capital of, I guess, of Taiwan. We use capital to also talk about the city where our governments are located in states. You know, we have lots of states in the U.S., 50 of them. So he was pasting photos around Manila in the Philippines, and that's when he began interacting with local community members. If you interact with somebody, you talk to them, you exchange greetings, you exchange information, maybe you go and do something with someone, you're interacting. Here, he's interacting with local community members. And a lot of these folks, after having met him and learning what he wanted to do, decided to help him. In fact, it says here they insisted. If you insist, it's a very strong way of saying, I must do this. So they really did want to get involved with him because he was doing some really good things.
Yeah, we like what you're doing. Want to help you out. So yes, indeed, they insisted on helping him. They would not take no for an answer. So inspired by their generosity, Ashton founded the Homeschool Project, HSP for short, a series of art workshops for street children that engage the entire community. So he was inspired by their generosity. Generosity is when you are generous. Generosity is the noun. That's the quality of being kind to other people, of being generous, of being giving to other people. So he thought, hey, these people are really cool. They're helping me out, and they're not expecting anything in return. Well, I would like to give them something in return. I'm inspired by their generosity. So he founded something called the Homeschool Project, HSP, which is a series of art workshops for street children. A series of means there are many different ones, perhaps a week-long class or something like that, maybe one that lasts a month or something. But yes, indeed, it's a series of these workshops.
TV series.
Indeed, it's TV series, a series of TV programs. And they're set up for street children who are poor, perhaps they don't have homes, but he's teaching them art, and these are workshops, just little classes, informal classes, and they engage the entire community. Here we've got the word engage. That just means it involves everybody. Everybody is involved in this particular activity. They are engaged in this activity. A common usage of the word engage is when we talk about people who are about to get married. I'm not married yet, but I am engaged. My boyfriend proposed to me a month ago, so we're engaged and we're getting married in the summer.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, if you see something like this described, like street children, those are kids who actually don't have parents. They're living on the street. Maybe they've run away, or they just have really neglectful parents. So they're living on the street, which is really dangerous for kids, of course. So he's trying to help them out. He's also engaging the entire community. People are all getting involved. I love this idea, though. What he does is, after giving them a simple art lesson to these street kids, he provides a meal for both the children and their parents. Some of these kids, of course, go back home and have their parents there with them. But that's nice. He feeds them, so that's taken care of and they're not starving. And this also ensures that everyone leaves well-fed and happy. To ensure something just simply means that you're making sure something happens. Instead of writing in a sentence, oh, I want to make sure that this paper is done correctly, you could just substitute that verb. I want to ensure that this paper is done correctly, so I'm going to let my friend take a look at it too, who's a really good writer. So ensure, to make sure something happens. And if you're well-fed, you're full. You know, you're not starving all the time. And also, he wanted to make sure these kids had some happiness in their lives, which is wonderful.
Yes, so he gives them a simple art lesson. Maybe it's with photography. Here's how we use a camera. Here's how we focus the lens. Here's what an f-stop is, a shutter speed, etc. Here's how you can compose a nice-looking photograph. Mm. Or perhaps it's an art class using paints. Let's mix some watercolors together and get our brushes out and make a composition on the canvas or something like that. So he gives them a simple art lesson, and then he makes certain that everyone's fed, everyone's happy. Though Ashton has taken HSP to several countries, the program in the Philippines received governmental support, meaning it could be expanded to include extracurricular activities such as breakdancing in school subjects like science, reading, and math. Okay, so yes, though he has taken it to other countries, in the Philippines it has received governmental support. So I guess he's taken this program of a homeschool project to other countries, maybe Indonesia or Vietnam or something. I'm not quite sure where he's gone, but in any case here, it's in the Philippines that the government said, hey, this is good for the people of Manila. We'll help you out. We'll give you some governmental grants, some support or something. And that means you can expand it. You can teach things other than art classes. You can include extracurricular activities. Usually extracurricular means things that you do in school outside your main classes, like are you a member of the debate team? Have you gone out for basketball or the chess club or the comic book club? Those are all extracurricular activities.
And those extracurricular activities don't have to be associated with school. Maybe you're someone who's taking piano lessons or you're taking ballet classes after school, something like that. When you apply for universities, at least in the U.S., they want to know what your extracurricular activities have been. Yeah, it's great that you're a straight A student. That means you study really well. But what have you done besides that? What activities have you been involved with outside of school? So some of those things could be breakdancing, which I don't do. It's a little dangerous, I think. And also they offer help in school subjects like science, reading, and math. So that's really helpful to some kids who probably can't afford those cram schools or busiban that you guys go to here. They can get a little extra help if they go and get some help through tutors, probably through this HSP with science, reading, and math. I love this program. I think it's a really great idea to help people that probably can't afford to pay for those extra lessons and classes that some kids are privileged to go to. I was lucky. I got to take piano lessons and violin lessons and voice lessons and dance lessons. What about you, Tom?
A few. I was in band, and guess I went out for wrestling or something.
What did you play in band? I forgot.
Well, I did all sorts of stuff. I did trumpet for a while, then I did the baritone, then I did the tuba, which are basically the same thing. They have three valves, and the fingerings are all pretty much the same.
They're called wind instruments.
Exactly. Yeah. I also did the drums, too. Ooh. But in any case, basically only music class. But those are examples of extracurricular activities. I guess I was on the debate team for a while, and I had a series of five contests, and we lost every one of them. But that meant I did not have a future in debate or with law or politics or anything like that. But in any case, now living in Canada, Ashton is currently compiling a book of photos from his time in the Philippines. So he's back in Canada there. He probably missed the moose there and the hockey games and stuff. So he went back to the land of the maple leaf, and he's living there comfortably, and he's compiling a book of photos. So he's taken back all of his negatives if he was shooting film or his SD cards or whatever, and he's putting together a book of photos. Here we've got compile, which means you basically put things together, especially if you're putting together a report or a book or a collection of something, and it all comes from different sources. sources. So he's got photos here, photos there, and he's putting them together into a book, and he's going to publish it. Perhaps he's going to have it online. And in his words, the book is a humble dedication to the people of Manila who allowed me to document their lives. So I guess he's going to dedicate this book to the people of Manila.
We often do that with books. If you look at the front of the book, it'll say dedicated to or dedication. And it's usually people that have really helped you in your life, especially when it comes to publishing that book. So we wish him a lot of luck. He's done a lot of good work in the world. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
接着在第三段一刚开始提到 While pasting photos around Manila, the capital of the Philippines, Ashton began interacting with local community members. Many of blank four insisted on helping him. 这里提到他在菲律宾的状况，他开始跟当地的社区成员互动，那么他们当中有许多的人都非常坚持要协助他。这里要注意的是句法结构，在 many 前面是一个逗号，并没有连接词，所以在这里我们可以采用呢形容词子句呢，用 C 选项的 whom 来代替，这里呢是代表前面的 local community members， 许多当地的成员呢都很乐意来帮助他，所以在这里的 whom 又有连接词的作用，又有关系代名词的作用，所以标准答案第四题我们就选择 C whom 选项。第五个空格 After a simple art lesson, Ashton provides a meal for both the children and their parents, ensuring that everyone leaves blank five and happy. 他呢在上完课程之后，他会提供餐点给孩童跟他们的父母，重点就要 ensuring 确保每个人离开的时候是怎么样跟快乐的。在这里呢 happy 是一个主词的补语，我们也要放一个相对等的形容词，每个人离开是吃饱的，而且心情愉快，搭配文意跟句法结构。第五题我们就选择 A 选项 well fed， 在这里 fed 呢是 feed 的被动态，也就是表示被喂饱的意思。接着看到第六个空格后半句提到 The program in the Philippines received governmental support, meaning it could be blank six to include extracurricular activities. 他这样子的做法呢其实得到政府的支持，那这也就意味着他可以怎么样到其他的课外活动。第六题 A installed 装设架置， B expanded 扩展延伸， C downloaded 下载， D accomplished 完成，表示原本只是在一个小地方，但是获得政府的支持就可以拓展到其他更多更广的科目，所以第六题搭配文意我们就选择 B expanded。后面提到呢，他也想要出版一本书，那么他用自己的话来说 The book is a humble blank seven to the people of Manila who allowed me to document their lives. 这本书呢，其实就是要献给那些允许我记录他们生活的马尼拉人。所以搭配文意，第七题就选择 D, dedication. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for listening to us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
See ya.